think they want a picture taken, or I don't know if they used it, and then we'll see. Is that okay?
I really haven't thought about it all that much.
something for the fifth dream. And we can't let that big pipeline thing up there be determined between Soviet Union and free American colonies. We've really got to make that. We have got to decide that at this level. And we've got to bring those guys in and work the thing out. Now, that's contrary to our general philosophy.
I will get in contact and discuss it much greater than that.
I want you to think about it. In other words, what I'm interested in is for you to think about it. Apply you'll be at the heart of oil there in Iran, of course. Talk to the oil people. Talk to the foreign companies, the British, and so forth. Talk to the American companies. Spend a lot of time on it. Immerse yourself in the oil problem. And then, so that you can contribute to what is probably the economy thinks is the biggest issue. Everybody thinks his issue is the biggest one. Now let's see, cover the Mexican thing. Let me start by saying that it seemed to me that, of course, most of the Mexican president's lectures, he was particularly gracious on this day here. Rockefeller thought it was unbelievable to prove that much of the art and so forth. And then, of course, since he's gone back to being rolled up to Red Bar this morning, it's a volunteer meeting to Allende and so forth, and that they never to miss an opportunity to kick the United States. The real question is, what does he feel? What is he trying to do? Is he just trying to take the usual cheap shot that all weapons seem to be taken one time or another? Or is it a question of deep beliefs? You know, it'd be the latter, but we've got to be damn worried. How do you analyze the man?
Sir, before he came up here, he sent a message to you through us to say that he was probably going to say something that you wouldn't like very much while he was here. This was for domestic political reasons in Mexico and Latin America. It had nothing to do with his feeling of warmth and
first United States and all the rest.
And he told me the same thing when I saw him down there over Christmas. That they found out he said, I've got to do these things to keep things alive.
He likes their own.
And I hope the president will understand this. And I realize that it's difficult for him when I do this, that, and the other thing. I want to assure you that we will maintain our ties with the United States as we have in the past. Now, getting underneath that,
let me say before you get underneath that, how will he, for example, handle themselves at that meeting in Panama? The Mexicans will be there, won't they?
Yes, sir, but I don't think they'll be reading the
Security Council. Yeah.
I think my statement wouldn't be worth very much to you today.
Right, go ahead.
Maybe I better find that.
Underneath that.
assessment made of how things stand, and I'll speak to Fred after we finish.
Right. Oh, well.
Files here.
Coleman and Nancy Carson, you know, so Henry Fields, and I can say this thing, I can back this up based on my own private conversation with Gresham and the Rand. The Soviet, for I don't know what reasons, I have ideas, but I'm not sure of the reasons. The Soviet, to them, a settlement in the Middle East is a very, very important objective. And they're willing to pay a considerable price. They get it now. It may be that they want to get bad clients off their backs. It may be that they're concerned about being in confrontation with the U.S., backing a loser in another war, and so forth and so on. It may be they have other things. I don't know what it is. But be that as it may, the Soviet, you can say, is very, very interesting, impressive for some. What are the interests of the United States? As you know, I have never been, and despite this is not due to the fact that I have never had much support in the Jewish community until this year, we had a considerable amount, of course. But I have never been in the pocket of a big Israeli lobby. I've supported the police, I've supported the Israeli towns and so forth. There's a cold-blooded foreign policy requirement, in other words, to maintain the balance. But insofar as it is taking the line that the Israelis, right or wrong, but always the Israelis, the hell with that. I frankly was very disturbed when I saw Mrs. Meyer's intransigent statement, and it didn't soften a bit my disturbance to see that she said, well, that I was reported, well, she had to say this because of domestic concern later, but for her to come over here and say, we have nothing to offer, we've already offered what we can, and that is, we're going to stay right where we are. And goddammit, she can't get away with it. They're running this joint. Now, Henry, hit him hard, will say, not privately, yes, we've got a sweet, but it's going to be horrendous, and so forth and so on. The question is, and also, the point is, we've got to work the deal out. So, all right, would you really come down to that? He says, you will be on the fringes of it, but you will be in one of the best listening posts in the area in Iran. And the Shah, of course, takes a rather moderate position. Your hands on the whole damn thing. He's two bites for the Arab and so on. But before you take off on your trip, I want you to think before you take off.
It's not a mark to make any trouble, but I think that's something you ought to be. Is Jim Schlesinger Jewish or not?
No.
Well, we don't have any files in the agency, and there's no Schlesinger I've ever known that wasn't Jewish. He's in the book of the Lutheran and so forth, but I don't have any idea what the investigative reports show. And it seemed to me that if there was any possibility about this, you ought to satisfy yourself, because as a guy who's been in the intelligence business all these years, there's a slight vulnerability there. It should turn out that he's one of these hidden fellows that's going back two or three generations, and he's probably like everybody else since. But,
I know he isn't Jewish from a standpoint of religion.
Oh, no, he's a Lutheran. It's a very careful state, and he behaves that way, and all the rest of it.
I must check.
But I thought you might want to personally bury him, you know.
Yeah, because he's Jewish. The Jewish influence on their own. It's just to say, there's anybody that tries to call him more straight than him, he does from a standpoint of the United States, and he is shocked.
Routine almost.
Basically, it's I think it's rather similar.